Welcome to all those joining us for the Likutei Moran Shir. We're in the middle of Torah Ches in the second half of Likutei Moran. And we've mentioned that this is a monumental Torah. It's huge. It's one of the shurim that Rabbein Azal gave on Rosh Hashanah, actually the final Rosh Hashanah of his life, a few days before he passed away. And he discusses a number of topics that are extraordinary. We've spoken a little bit so far about the topic of toichacha, the ability to give proper rebuke. We spoke about the topic of mezayna de gufa, mezayna de nishmasa, soul food and food for the body. We spoke about the shofar. We spoke about tefillah, and that standard tefillah is usually rachamim v'tachnunim. Usually we're pleading for Hashem's kindness. But we also touched on a certain type of tefillah bebechinas din, that sometimes when the channel of rachmonis is spoiled or damaged, it cannot be used, and we have to switch to a different channel completely, a tefillah bebechinas din, which we spoke about. And we said that when that tefillah is given, this sitrachra sees it, and it sees din, gvurit, knows that's us. It tries to swallow that tefillah, and that tefillah gets stuck in its throat and causes the sitrachra to vomit up, to return mitzvahs and chesed and das that the sitrachra had swallowed up previously. It's forced to give that back. And one of the ways that it comes back is in the form of geirim, converts that come and join Klal Yisrael. And we said that in order to give forth this kind of a tefillah bebechinas din, it requires a bal koyach godol, a very powerful person, to give forth that tefillah bebechinas din. And we spoke about Pinchas. He was an example of this bal koyach about whom the Torah says vayepalel, osa plilim im koinoi, that he spoke very powerful words to Hashem. We spoke about the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu threw down before Paroi, which turned into a snake, and Moshe Rabbeinu's snake swallowed up all the other snakes of the magicians there. And then we spoke about the topic of Geirim, and we mentioned the case of Yisroi, who heard two things that made him come and join Klal Yisroel. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, and he heard about the success against Amalek. And this is pretty much where we left off in the previous shir. We're continuing from paragraph Dalid. V'zeh bechinas ra'amim. Rav Nosson Zal says, what we've been speaking about till now, this tefillah bebechinas din, is also related to thunder. K'al yidei geirim shenasim al yidei hamata oizanal, because through the converts that are attracted to Klal Yisrael, that come and join Klal Yisrael through that powerful stick, meaning through that tefillah bebechinas din that the tzaddik gave forth, al yidei shehasitrachra muchrachas lahachzir kol hakedusha shebolo. As we explained earlier, that tefillah bebechinas din, when it gets lodged in the throat of the sitrachra is forced to return, to give back all the holiness that it had swallowed up, im atzmus chiyusa, and in addition, to give up its insides, like to vomit up its insides, which is the concept of geirim, these converts who are non-Jews. They are part of the essence of the sitrachra, who are thrown towards Klal Yisrael. Aydeze nisrabe v'nisgadel kvoido yisborach. This increases and magnifies the honor and glory of Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Havu l'Hashem mishpuchay samim, bring to Hashem families of the other nations. Havu l'Hashem kovoid voiz, bring to Hashem honor and strength. V'ze bechinas ra'amim, and this strength, this givura, and this kovoid is synonymous with thunder. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Kel hakovoid hear him. The Hashem, the honorable, respectable, glorified Hashem, thunders. We see the connection between the Kavoid and the Ramin. Hashem al Mayim Rabim. Hashem is over the vast waters. What are these vast waters? Rabbeinu Zal says, Mayim Rabim zebchinas meimei hadas. These vast waters represent tremendous das. Bechinas kimolo horetz deas Hashem, kamayim layam mechasim. As the pasuk describes the future, when the world will be filled with das of Hashem, knowledge and recognition of Hashem, like the water that covers the ocean floor. So we see that das is this concept of mayim rabim. Haynu bechinas meimei hadas, sheyoytzim min hasitrachra. This refers to these waters of das that come out of the sitrachra, that are thrown up, the choizrin al hakidusha, and are returned into the domain of holiness. Shaydeze nasen gerim. This also generates gerim, converts, venez gadel kvoido yisporach, and Hashem's glory is increased. Shezeo bechinas ramin. This is the concept of thunder. Bechinas keil hakovoid, hear him. The Hashem of kovoid, of glory, gives forth thunder. And now Rabbeinu Zal says, ki horash v'hapirsum shenisparsim kevoida yisporach al yidei hagerim, because the uproar and the publicity whereby Hashem becomes publicized through the fact that non-Jews are coming and joining Klal Yisrael, ze bechinas ramim. This is like thunder. Shehem koil rash godol, which is referred to as a great roaring sound. Ki amru Rabbi Seinu Zichron Levracha, because our rabbis tell us towards the end of the Gemara Brachas, my ramim, what causes thunder? And one opinion there is, there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, one opinion is, anoni deshafchi mayo lahadodi. It's when the clouds are pouring water from one to the other. Rabbeinu Zal says, note, anani deshafchi mayo, clouds that spill water, ze bechinas hasitrachra. The clouds represent the sitrachra, shehi bechinas sakoiso be'onon loch, me'avor tefila. There's a pasuk in Eicha which says that when Hashem is angry at us, when the sitrachra is powerful, Hashem covers himself up with a cloud, blocking our prayers from getting to him. So the sitrachra is this cloud that covers Hashem, blocking our prayers from getting through. Hainu haklipois hame'akvenes hatfila. This refers to the forces of Tumah that block our prayers. So that's these ananim, that's the clouds. Kishechoizrin v'shoifchen meimei hadas shebolu. When they return and pour the waters of das that they had originally swallowed up, when they return that to the Kiddusha, ze bechinas anani deshafchemaya. That's this concept of clouds that are spilling water. V'oz nizgale kevoido yisporach. And this brings about an elevation and a revelation of Hashem's glory. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ukvoid Hashem nire ba'onan. The glory, the honor of Hashem was revealed, appeared in the cloud. Meaning, from the sitrachra, from inside them, we draw out, through that tefillah bebechinas din, we draw out the das that the sitrachra had swallowed up previously, and also the geirim that come and join Klal Yisrael. Veze bechinas ramim, and this is connected to thunder. V'alkein, and therefore, tziruf geirim hu roshei tevois ram givuroisav mi yizboinam. The word geirim, the Hebrew word geirim, which means converts, makes up the first letters of a pasuk in Eov, where it says, who can understand the thunder of Hashem's powerful deeds? Ram givuroisav mi yizboinon. Ki geirim hein bebechinas ramim. Because converts are associated with thunder. Again, that one of the major factors that causes converts to come and join Klal Yisrael is when tzaddikim, or very powerful people, give forth that tefillah bebchinas din, that goes into the Sitra Achra and draws out from them, forces the Sitra Achra to return das and chesed and mitzvahs that it's swallowed up over a period of time, and in addition, geirim coming and joining Klal Yisrael. Paragraph. Any questions, please? Now Rabbein Azal opens a new piece. V'al yidei his galus ha-kovoid, through this revelation of Hashem's kovoid, al yidei zeh bo hispashtus hanavua. This brings about a spreading of prophecy. Ki hanavua bo mibechinas shoroshe nafshos Yisrael. Because prophecy stems from the roots of the Jewish souls. Shehem bechinas shivim nefesh. All the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people are rooted in the original 70 souls, which is the family of Yaakov Avinu when they went down to Egypt. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, b'shivim nefesh yordu avoisecha. As a group of 70 souls, your forefathers went down to Egypt. And the first letters of B'shivim Nefesh Yordu Avoisecha spell the word Navi, prophet, meaning that prophecy emanates from these 70 souls. V'shoyrish hanefoshois hu b'chinas kovoid. And we know that the roots of all the souls is kovoid, honor. We know that all the Jewish souls originate from the throne of glory of Hashem, from the Kisei HaKavod. That's the terminology that's used. Rabbeinu Zal gives another pasuk, Bebechinas, as we find in a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, where Yaakov Avinu says, Besoidom al tovoi nafshi, ubekoholom al teichat kevoidi. When they will have secret plots, when Korach and his people will be plotting against Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't want my soul included, Yaakov Avinu says. Ubekoholam, and then when they will assemble, Al Teichat Kevoidi, do not include my honor. We see that this pasuk puts together Nafshi and Kevoidi, the Nefesh and the Kavoid. V'alkein, and therefore, Al yidei hisgalus hakovoid, when there's a major revelation of Hashem's kovoid, such as when geirim come and join Klal Yisrael, shehu bechinas shoyresh hanefoshos, and we said kovoid is the source and the roots of all the souls, al yidei zeh bo hispashtus hanavua. This leads to a spreading of prophecy. We're going to see later in the Torah, a person's going to say, but this is irrelevant for today, because today we don't have prophecy. Rabbeinu Zal is going to address this later in the chapter, where he's going to speak about the 10 levels of prophecy and the 10 commandments which Hashem gave Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai, where every single Jew received that prophecy, that direct communication from Hashem. But until then, V'zeh b'chinas, and with this we could understand also the Gemara in Nedarim, page 38, where the Gemara says, Ein hanevua shoyro elo al chacham gibor v'oshir. Prophecy will only come down to one who is either very smart, or very powerful, or very wealthy. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki kol b'chinoi seilu hein b'chinas kovoid. Because all three of these are directly connected to kavod, respect, honor. Shemishom nimshach hanavua, and that's where prophecy comes from. Chacham, where do we see the connection between chacham and kavod? It's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, kavod chachamim yincholu, that the wise people will inherit kavod, respect. Gibor, the powerful person, bibechinas, there's a pasuk that says, "Mi ze melech hakovoid," Who is this king, this honorable king? Hashem Izuz Vegibor. It's Hashem, the mighty and strong one, the powerful one. So we see Givura associated with Kavod. Oshir, wealthy, Bibichinas, we find the Pasuk where Yaakov Avinu tells to his wives, Rachel and Leah, I overheard Lavan's sons talking to each other, and I heard them say, Umeyasher Lavinu oses kol hakavod hazeh. All of this wealth that Yaakov Avinu accrued, he took it from our daddy, from Lavan, our father. Again, the wealth is referred to as kavod. So Rabbeinu Zal showed us how Chacham, Gibor, Oshir are all major representatives of kavod, which is where Nevuah comes from. And through this, we could also understand the famous Gemara in the beginning of Brachas, where the Gemara says that Hashem cries, Oili, woe is to me, Shehecharafti es Beisi, that I destroyed my home, Vesorafti es Hecholi, and I burned my sanctuary, Vehiglesi es Bonai Leveinu Moisoilam, and I exiled my children among all the nations of the world. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Hechrafti es Beisi, I destroyed my house, Zebechinas Pegam Hatfila. This represents a deficiency in the Tfila. Kemoshe Kosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ki Beisi Beis Tfila. Hashem says, my house is a house of prayer. Visorafti es Hecholi, and I burned my sanctuary, Zebechinas Pegam Hakovoid. That represents a defect or a deficiency in the kavod. Bechinas, as we see the pasuk says, uveheicholoi kuloi oimer kavod. In Hashem's sanctuary, everybody declares his kavod, Hashem's honor and glory. Veheglesi esbonai, and I exiled my children. Ze bechinas bitul hanevuah. This represents the loss of prophecy. Shebo mi nafshes b'nei Yisrael, which we said prophecy comes from the souls of the Jewish people. Bechinas b'shivim nefesh yordu avoseinu mitzroima. As 70 nefesh, our forefathers went down to Mitzrayim, and we said the first letters of b'shivim nefesh yordu avosecha spell the word Navi, that nevuah comes from these the roots of the Jewish souls. Ki golos b'nei Yisrael, who bechinas bitul hanevuah shebo minafshoisam. Because the exile of the Jewish people, when the Jews are evicted from Eretz Yisrael, that's the concept of the end of prophecy. Because the Gemara says that usually prophecy can only be received in Eretz Yisrael. Shebo minafshoisam. This prophecy which stems from the Jewish souls. So Rabbeinu Zal now connected all three items. He connected the tefillah, that when there's a pegam in the tefillah and we're forced to change channels to go to the other type of tefillah, and he spoke about a pegam in kavod, and he spoke about a lack of nevuah. And now Rabbeinu Zal brings in another topic. Paragraph Vov. Any questions, please? Veze bechinas refua, and this is all tied into healing and curing. Remember, Rabbeinu Zal said this Torah shortly before he passed away, and in many of the Torahs that he said during those last 3 years of his life, when he suffered from tuberculosis, he was very sick. Very often he included the topic of refua in his Torah in order to try to draw a refua onto himself and onto all the others that need it. Ki kol bechinos hanal heim bechinas refua. Because all of the different concepts we mentioned previously are all tied into healing. Ki hisgalus hakovod hanal, revealing Hashem's kavod, ze bechinas zrichas hashemesh. That's compared to the shining of the sun. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi, Ukevoid Hashem Olayich Zorach. The honor of Hashem shone upon you. Again, this term shine, Zorach, like the sun shines. So the Kovoid of Hashem is compared to the shining of the sun. Vayidei Zrichas Hashemesh Bo Refuah. And we know that the sun's rays are what bring healing. As the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Kemosham Rabbi Senezal, Idli Yoima, Idli Ktsira. When the sun comes up, the sickness is lifted. The sickness is removed. Kemosha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Vizorcho Lochem Yirashmi, Shemesh Tzedoka Umarpe. That for you, Hashem says, for you who respect my name, a benevolent sun and with healing will shine upon you. So again, we see the connection of refuah and the sun, the shining of the sun, and Hashem's kavod. So when the kavod of Hashem is increased, that's synonymous with the light of the sun shining brightly, which provides healing. Ki ruach nevuah shenispashet al yidei hisgalus hakovoid, because this spirit of prophecy, which we said spreads when Hashem's kovoid is revealed and elevated, ze bechinas horefuah habo al yidei zrichas hashemesh. This corresponds to the healing that's brought about when the sun shines brightly. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, ruach ish yechalkel machalehu. The spirit of man will sustain his illness. This ruach ish is associated with like a ruach nevuah, a divine spirit. Ve'ikar hisgalus hakovoid hu al yedei hatfilo hanal. And one of the most powerful revelations of Hashem's kovoid is brought about through that prayer that we spoke about previously, that tefillah bebechinas din, which is like thunder, she'al yodo ho'ananim, which causes those clouds, shehem hasit rachra v'haklipos, which represent the forces of evil, kolim v'holchim, that they are eliminated, v'oz nas ngerim, and then Gerim come and join Klal Yisrael, v'nizgale hakovoid, and Hashem's kovoid is revealed. Now Rabbeinu Zalman adds another point, v'ze bechinas slichas he'ovoin, and this is tied into the concept of forgiveness for sins. Remember, this shir is being given on Rosh Hashanah. Shebo al yedei ribui hatfilos, which is accomplished through many, many prayers. Sha'al yedei zeh hashemesh zorachas, that causes the sun to shine. Sha'al yodo bo refuah, which brings about healing. What's the connection? Ki he'ovoin hu bechinas onon shemachshich oyer hashemesh, because our sins are compared to clouds which darken and hide the light of the sun. Ki teva ho avoinois hen bechinas choshech, because the nature of sins are compared to darkness. We know a mitzvah is referred to as light. Ki ner mitzvah v'toira oyer, a candle, a mitzvah is a candle and the Torah is light. So an avera is the opposite of that. An avera is darkness. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'hoya b'machshoch ma'aseihem. And it'll be when they're going to do their sins, they're going to try to hide their sins in darkness, thinking Hashem doesn't see. V'ze b'chinas ha'cholas. And this is the concept of sickness or illness. Ki ikar ha'cholas bo me'avoinois. Because the primary cause of sickness is sins. K'moshom Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein Yisurim B'loy Ovoin. There's no suffering without sin. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'ufokadeti B'shevet Pishon, I'll punish their sins, their major transgressions with the stick, ubenegoim avoinam, and with plagues I'll punish their sins. Ki ho avoinois heim bechinas anonim shemachshichem oir hashemesh shal yodo horefua. Because again, our sins are compared to clouds that darken the light of the sun, which could have brought about healing. That light of the sun brings healing. The sins cover that light, and therefore there's no healing. There's sickness, Rachmanu Litzlan. Validei hatfila nischaprin ho'avoinois. And we know one of the powerful things that forgives our sins is praying. Ki hatfila mechaperes. Tfila atones for sins. Ki hi bimkoim korban. Because our prayers are in place of the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash. We know that our Shachris and Mincha prayer correspond to the Korban Tomid that was brought in the morning and afternoon in the Beis Hamikdash. Kamei Shekosuv, as it says in a Pasuk, V'havioisim el har kodshi, I will bring them to my holy mountain, V'simachtim b'veis tefilosi, and I'll give them joy and happiness in my house of prayer, Oiloiseihem v'zivcheihem, their burnt offerings and their feast offerings. So again, the tfilosi, the prayer, is put side by side with the korbanos. So just like korbanos were brought to atone for our sins, our prayers atone for our sins. Ukeshenischapren huavoinois, and when the sins are forgiven, zebchinas shehoanonim kolim voilchim. That means the clouds dissipate, they go away. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, mochisi cho'ov pishoecho v'cheonon chatoisecho. Hashem says, I've wiped away, I've erased your sins like a cloud, and like a cloud, your other sins, pshoim and chatoim, different types of sins. Vazai hu bechinas zrichas hashemesh. When the clouds are removed, the sun shines forth, Shemisham harafua, which is where healing comes from. Ki ikar hacholas hi bechinas heovoin, because the main cause of the sickness is the sin. Shehu bechinas onon v'choshech, sins are compared to darkness and clouds. Shemachshich oir hashemesh, which darken the light of the sun. Shehu bechinas refua, which is the healing. Ukishenislach heovoin, and when the sin is forgiven, Hubechinas sheheonon kole. It means that the clouds disperse. Va'oz hashemesh zerachas, and the sun shines forth. Vazai bo refuah, and then there's healing. V'chol ze bo al yidei hatfila, and all of this could be accomplished through prayer, shehi mechaperes avoinos, which is what atones for sins. Now Rabbi Nisal is going to go into a very powerful discussion about one of the things that really is a game changer in how powerful tefillah is. The ikar hatefillah, the most effective prayer is she'al yodo nislach ha'ovain, which brings about a forgiveness for sins, v'nitzoyle me'acholaz, and saves people from sickness, Hubo al yidei sheni toisef shochin miYisrael, is produced when a new neighbor comes and joins the Jewish community. Ki kol ma sheni toisef shochin miYisrael, because whenever a new neighbor comes and joins the Jewish nation or the community, nisrape v'nisgadel hatfila b'moid moid, the power of the prayer is multiplied and elevated tremendously. We know there's a pasuk, Beroivom Hadras Melech, that the more people that there are, the larger the assembly, the greater the beauty and glory of the king. Veze Bechinas HaKibbutz Shel Yisrael. And this explains the significance of the gathering of Jews. We know, for example, on the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, those are special times when even those Jews who throughout the rest of the year don't come and join the gathering, they don't come to shul, they don't come to the yeshiva. And Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur are major times of kibbutz. Everyone, even the irregulars and even the people who are completely far away, know they have to be gathered in and join the kibbutz, join the gathering for Rosh Hashanah. Ki kol ma sheniskaptzim v'nisrabim b'yoyser nafshes Yisrael b'yachad, because the more Jews that gather together, nisrabim v'niskatel b'yoyser ma'oid ma'oid beis hatfila. The house of prayer is elevated and expanded incredibly, in incredible, incredible ways. And now Rabbeinu Zal quotes from the Sefer Yetzirah, which is one of the earliest Kabbalah books that is attributed to Avraham Avinu, the book of creation, which has tremendous secrets in it. And one of the things that it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, it speaks about how many stones are needed to build how many structures. And it says there that three stones can build six structures. When you have three things, A, B, C, you can form six different combinations. A, B, C, A, C, B. B, A, C, B, C, B, C, A. Six different ways of constructing it. Arba avonim, when you have four stones, Boinois Esrim V'arba Botim, you can make 24 different structures, combinations. It works in factorial. Chamesh, when you have five stones, five units, Meya V'esrim Botim, it can make 120 different combinations. And it continues, so on and so forth. Six would be 6 times 120, which is 720. Seven would be 7 times 720. You're going into the thousands, and it picks up speed very quickly. It gets into the billions and trillions. Ad she'ein ha'pe yochol ladaber v'alev lachshoiv. Until as you increase the numbers, it gets to numbers that you can't even say. You can't even conceive what kind of numbers we're talking about. K'de'isa b'sefer Yetzirah, as is brought in the Sefer Yetzirah. Nimtza. So we see, therefore, now Rabbeinu Zal applies this to Jews coming and joining the house of prayer. Nimtza, shekol ma shenitoisef even achas, that whenever an additional stone is added to the group, nisrabin habatim biyoiser ma'oid ma'oid bekifle kiflayim, the structures that are formed are multiplied many, many times over, factorially. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, what are these stones? V'hanefoshois heim bechina savonim. The Jewish souls are referred to as stones. Bebechinas, as it says in Eicha, tishtapechno avnei koidesh beroish kol chutzois. The holy stones were scattered and poured out over the streets of Yerushalayim, referring to all the Jews that were murdered on the streets. So we see that the souls are referred to as holy stones. The habatim, and what are these structures that are being built from these stones? Zebechinas ki beisi beis tefila. These are houses of prayer. Nimtza. So therefore we conclude. Shekol ma shenitoisef and israba nefesh achas lahakibus shel Yisrael, that every time you add one additional soul to a gathering of Jews that are gathered together to pray, nisrabe v'nisgadel ma'oid beis hatfila, the house of prayer gets expanded incredibly. Ki achshav, because now, kishnitoisev oid nefesh echad lakibbutz, when one additional person came and joined the gathering, there were 20 people there, and number 21 walked in, Nasin tzirufim acherim chadoshim harbe ma'oid ma'oid kifle kiflayim kama v'kama pomim. This generates new combinations. Tremendous, an incredible, incredible amount of new combinations with each new letter that's added, with each new soul that gets added. V'alkein, and therefore, kishani toisef shochein meYisrael, when a new neighbor comes and joins, kigoin, for example, for instance, b'mokim shedorim sham Yehudim, if you have a neighborhood, a community where Jews live, kishani toisef aleim oid shochein meYisrael, when a new Jew comes and moves in and joins, azay nisrabev and isgadel hatfila b'moid moid, the effectiveness, the light, the power of the prayer of that community gets expanded and multiplied incredibly. Because a new nefesh has joined the gathering. And when the more powerful the prayer becomes, the more it has the ability to erase sins, to forgive for sins, Shehu Bechinas Refuah, which is the real healing. That's what really brings about curing and healing the Jewish people. Veze Bechinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 33, Uval Yoimar Shochein Cholisi, and the neighbor will not say, I am sick. What does this mean? Meaning, Kal Yedei Sheni Toisev Shochein, by an additional neighbor coming and joining the shul, coming and joining the community, this will save everybody there from illness, from sickness. Because the Pasuk says, because the nation that resides in there is completely absolved from sin. Because of this new neighbor that came and joined, Nisrabe HaTfila, the tefila was multiplied, the power of the tefila was multiplied. Vazayhu Bechinas Nesius Avayin, and that brings about forgiveness of sin. Vaydezeh Borefua, and that brings about healing. Vinizbatel HaCholas, and the illness is cured. Now, Rabbein, so a person would say, you would think, that if that's the case, on that last Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbein Azal was in this world, where he was in Uman, and it says that about 600 people came to join him for Rosh Hashanah. People came from other cities, and the locals, many people, there were about 600 people that were present at the time that Rabbein Azal gave this shir. So you would think that for sure, it should have cured his illness completely. Now Rabbein Azal adds, Veda, and you should know, Shelefomim, sometimes, Hu Bechinas Nesu Yavoin Al Yidei HaKibbutz Hanal. Sometimes, the sin is eliminated because of the gathering. Velefomim, Hu Bechinas Chas V'Sholem Ochein Cholyenu Hu Nasa. But at other times, we see a different pasuk fulfilled, where it says, he carries our sickness. He is carrying our sickness, Rahmona Litzlan. Kikishe'ein b'nei ha'kibbutz zakoim, because when the people in the gathering are not worthy, azai ein zoichen lebechinas nesuyovoin, then unfortunately, the sins are not forgiven. Va'oz hatzadik muchrach lekabel al atzma yisurin b'shvil Yisrael. And in that situation, the tzaddik is forced to take upon himself suffering on behalf of the Jewish people. Ve'ein nitzoylem echoylas rak ha'oylam. And it's only the rest of the people whose illness is eliminated, their sicknesses are removed. Avoloi hatzadik chas v'shon. However, unfortunately, the tzaddik's sickness is not removed. Kihu mekabel yisurim b'shvil Yisrael, because he accepts upon himself suffering on behalf of the Jewish nation. Bechinas ochein cholyenu hu nasa, as the pasuk says, surely it was our sickness that he was carrying. Aval kishehem zakoim, whereas when the people are pure and worthy, utfilosam haguna, and their prayer is really proper, Azai hu bechinas. Then we see the fulfillment of the pasuk, Ha'om hayoshev bo nesu yavoin. The nation that resides there is completely absolved from sin. Va'oz nitzol gam hatzadik mecholas. And then the tzaddik is also saved from his illness. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Uval yoimar shochein cholisi. No neighbor will say, I'm sick. Because ha'om hayoshebo nesu yavoin. Because the nation that resides there is completely absolved from sin. Any questions, please? Now Rabbein Azal opens up a new topic, all connecting. He's connecting one car of the train to the next car, to the next car. He's building a complete picture here. And he's going to come back and reconnect everything together from the beginning also. V'al-yidei hispashtus hanavuah. And when there is a spreading of prophecy, like we saw before, prophecy that emanates from the Jewish souls and that's achieved when there's this tikkun hatfilah and when Gerim come and join Klal Yisrael. We know again it was when Yisroi came and joined Klal Yisrael, that's when the entire Jewish nation went into prophecy. That's when Hashem revealed himself on Har Sinai to all of Klal Yisrael. As Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ponim beponim diber Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to all of you face to face. And again, that was brought about by Yisroi coming and joining. And that was brought about by there being a tremendous unity in Klal Yisrael. It says there, Vayichan shom Yisrael neged ohor. The Jewish people rest. It didn't say rested. It says singular. Rest by the mountain. And Rashi quotes the Gemara, Ki ish echad b'lev echad. There was an incredible unity in the Jewish people at that time, and that's what made their prayers so powerful. That's what completed this process of Yisroi coming and joining Klal Yisroel, and that's what elevated us to this state of prophecy. Val yidei hispashtus hanavuah, al yidei ze nizbarer v'nistaken bechinas koyach hamedame. When this prophecy spreads, this brings about a refinement and a perfection of the Koyach HaMedame. The term Koyach HaMedame is used in Sforim and in several places in Likutei Moran, and there are a few definitions of Koyach HaMedame. Koyach HaMedame means imagination. Koyach HaMedame could be like a dream. Koyach HaMedame also means fantasy. Koyach HaMedame also is used to refer to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is called the Koyach HaMedame. Medame means likeness, when something looks like something else. You have real gold, you have a real gold ring that's worth $25,000, and you have an imitation, a dimion, something that looks like it. It's gold plated or gold painted that costs $25 or 25 cents. And it's medame. It's similar to, it's like. The term koyach medame is also used sometimes to refer to the lowest part of our intellect. If we picture our intellect as a ladder, and there are levels, higher and higher levels of intellect within the person, the medame is the lowest level. So that when a person goes to sleep at night, and the soul leaves them, And the person is almost, it's a taste of death. The Gemara says sleep is 1/60th of death. That's when the medame takes over, the person's imagination and fantasy. And that's what plays a major role in dreams that a person has. So Rabbeinu Zal says here that when there's an expansion of prophecy, this leads to a refinement and perfection of the koyach hamedame. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Ubeyad hanavim adame. By the hands of the prophets, I am imagined, Hashem says. The connection between nevuah and medame. Ki ikar tikun ubirur hamedame, hu kishuhu beyad hanavim. Because the best perfection and refinement of medame is when it's in the hands of the prophets. The Gemara tells us a prophet, when he had a vision of prophecy, it was like a vision. It was like a dream, in a sense. It was Hashem appearing to him in a vision. This is a pure form. This is medame at its best. U'kishenestaken ha-medame. And when the medame is repaired, ayideze nestaken ho-emuno ho-amitius digdusha. This also brings about a perfection of true holy faith, v'nesbatel emunas kuzvius, and it eliminates all kinds of false faiths, belief in all kinds of fake things and phony things. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into this topic of the connection between emuna and medame and nevuah. Rabbeinu Zal says now, ki ikar ho emuna tluya bekoyach hamedame, because the whole concept of faith, believing, is dependent on the koyach hamedame. Why? Ki bameh shehasechel meivin ein shayach emuna, because in something that a person understands completely, they see it or they understand it, you cannot apply the word believe. I don't believe that this is a glass. I see it's a glass. I'm holding it in my hand. I believe this is a glass. No, I believe in Hashem. I believe that Hashem created the world. I believe that the Torah was given on Har Sinai 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. V'ikar emuna hi rak b'mokim shehasechal nifsak ve'enoy meivin adover b'sichloy. The whole concept of faith begins where the intellect ends, where the person doesn't understand it completely. They cannot rationalize it. Shom tzrichin emuna. That's where you need faith. U'kishe'enoy meivin hadover b'sichloy. And when the person doesn't understand something with their intellect, azay nisharak b'b'chinas koyach hamedame. Then the only way that they can address it is through imagining it. I imagine, I fantasize. V'shom tzrichin emuna. And that's where faith comes in. That's where, in order for the fantasy, if the fantasy is something real and true, then you want to believe it, even though you don't see it, and even though you don't understand it completely. Nimtza she'ikar ho'emuna hi bebechinas hamedame. So this shows us that faith is really essentially associated with medame, with imagination. V'alkein al yidei hispashtus hanevua. And therefore, when there's a major spreading of prophecy, shayidei zeh nizbarer v'nistakein hamedame, which we said is one of the holiest, purest forms of medame, al yidei zeh nistakein ho'emuno hamitiyas dikdusha. This leads to a perfection and a tikkun, a rectification of our true holy faith in Hashem. This reminds me a little bit of what I once heard. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evracha, was once giving shiurim in the introduction to the Shmoina Prokim of the Rambam. The Rambam was known as a major thinker, a philosopher, a doctor, and a spectacular Talmud Chacham. He had many hats, many qualities. The Rambam, in the introduction to his Shmoina Prokim, he writes about interesting things, and he writes, one of the things he writes there is about medame, fantasy, imagination, and he says an example of something that's fantasy, imagination, something that could never really be real is a ship flying through the air. And Rav Rosenfeld pointed out that, note, the Rambam lived 1,000 years ago, approximately 1,000 years ago. During his time, the perception of truth was such, again, travel was done by boat. There were little boats and big boats and bigger boats, a gigantic boat. You could have a ship that could hold 1,000 people. We know that there were ship sails that held 5,000, 7,000 people. And again, a ship could weigh a few hundred tons. And it's only in fantasy land, it's only in imagination that a kid, you would have a small child look at the ship and say, ooh, that ship is going in the water. Maybe a wind will come and it'll pick the ship up and it'll fly through the air. And a person would say, you silly kid. You know what it would take to pick up that ship? That's the most ridiculous, absurd, crazy, insane fantasy land. That's not even fantasy. That's not even fiction. And we know that, again, 100 years ago just about, is when they started experimenting with flying. And today, we have planes. We have a 747 or a Dreamliner, a bigger set that weighs much more, possibly, than the largest ship. And this thing takes off in the air like a bird, with the smoothness of a bird, you know. Incredible, unbelievable, incredible. But again, 1,000 years ago, during the time of the Rambam, he said, this is something that could never be real. This is not part of Emes. This is something that's medame, part of fantasy. So again, we see that the term Emes, truth, or Chachma bin Adas, is that which we understand, that which we see, that which we can rationalize completely. As soon as we go beyond rationale, beyond what we can fathom, unfathomable, there we're going into medame, there we're going into emuna, faith. Okay, now Rabbi Nizal says, Kiyesh asoro madregos benevuah. Prophecy is comprised of 10 levels. It's brought, the Medrash says, that when Hashem spoke to Avraham Avinu, when Hashem revealed himself to Avraham Avinu in a vision, there were 10 different terms that were used there referring to this prophecy that Avraham Avinu had. Vehem keneged aseres hadibrois. And these 10 levels of prophecy correspond to the 10 commandments. Shehem bechinas asoro madregois shel nevuah, which are also 10 levels of prophecy. Kama shekosuv, as it says clearly in the Chumash, ponim beponim diber Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to you face to face. Dvar Hashem, the term Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, Zunavua. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that's a term that's used to refer to prophecy. Vehine Dvar Hashem, that's how the prophets introduced the messages that they gave over to Klal Yisrael. V'alkein, and therefore, Al Yidei Nevua, through prophecy, Shuhu Bechinas Asora Madregois, which is comprised of 10 levels, Bechinas Aseres Hadibrois, which corresponds to the 10 commandments, Zeichin le'emuna b'Hashem Yisborach. This provides us, through this, a person merits believing in Hashem. Leha'amin, to believe, shehakol bora Hashem ba'asora ma'amorois, that Hashem created everything from nothing, from complete nothingness, with 10 statements of creation. Nimtza, she'ikar tikun hu'emuna hakdoisha ha'yidei b'chinas ruach nevuah. So here this shows that the main perfection of faith is associated with this spirit of prophecy. We know that the pasuk says about Hashem giving the Torah on Har Sinai, when Hashem sums it up, this is in Parshas Yisroi, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu that why did I do all of this? Why did we have all of this spectacular show that was given on Har Sinai? I'm sorry, I believe it. Yeah, I think it is still in Parshas Yisroi, but it's presented before, right before the giving of the Ten Commandments, when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm coming to Harsa, I'm coming down. Here it is, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, chapter 19, Pasuk 9. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is right before the Ten Commandments are given. Hine anoichi bo elecho bi'av ha'onan. I am going to be coming and appearing to you in the thickness of a cloud. Ba'avur yishma ha'om bedabri imoch, so that the nation will listen when I speak to you. Ve'gam becho ya'aminu la'olam. And not just in me, but also in you, they will believe forever, eternally. And Rashi points out on those words, v'gam b'cho, and also in you, gam b'nevi'im ha'boim acharecha. The word gam means also. Why also? Not just in you, Moshe Rabbeinu, but in all the prophets that will come after you, the Jews will believe in them. Note that ya'aminu, that term emuna, connected to the nevuah. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into an incredibly important topic of seeking, searching for, and seeking a true leader to come close to. We'll continue this in Yetz Hashem in the following week. This is possibly the climax of this chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal is really going to elaborate on the definition of a true leader in Klal Yisrael. Any questions, please, before we close?
Question.
Please.
When we speak about Karech HaMedameh, don't we usually speak about something that I'm trying to visualize or conceptualize, that I'm actually trying to see, which is very different from Emunah, which is really saying I can't visualize it, I cannot conceptualize it at all?
Both are true. Both are valid. There are certain medames that a person tries to visualize something. Here again, an example. An architect who's first perceiving what a building is going to look like, or what a park, or what a neighborhood is going to look like. And again, he draws a rendering, an architect's rendering of what it's going to look like. And we're told that this isn't real. This is what he's imagining, how he perceives, how he's hoping, or the perception of how it's going to look. And then there's the actuality, you know, when it comes into being. That's one example of medame, you know, of going from medame to reality. And again, emuna, a dream, is another form of medame, where there are dreams that are false, that are dreams that are 100% untrue, or complete silliness. And then there are dreams that are true, you know, actualized dreams. Yosef HaTzadik, this week's Torah reading that we read yesterday, right? You know, about dreams where his brothers said, what kind of silly nonsense, his dimyonot. And they found out, we're going to bow down to him. Yeah, sure. And then in the next parsha, they're all bowing completely, prostrating themselves before Yosef HaTzadik. So again, medame takes, there are different forms of medame, and there are different relationships between medame and reality. But again, emuna is associated with medame in this respect, that it shares this thing, that it's something that I can't understand necessarily. I cannot, it's above rationale certain times. And again, it's in what I don't see.
Thank you.
Sure. Anyone else? A reminder that this week on Thursday night is the Yahrzeit of Rav Nosson Zal. It's Asorah B'Teves, the fast of Teves. It's the only fast that can come out on a Friday, and it's a rarity. It comes out very rarely on an Erev Shabbos. And it's also the Yahrzeit of Rav Nosson Zal. And it's also the Yahrzeit of Ezra HaSofer, the scribe, the famous scribe who wrote Sifrei Torah. And the Gemara says his Sifrei Torah were the best of the best. And we know that Rav Nosson Zal was the scribe of Rabbi Nachman. He was the one who wrote down all of Rabbi Nachman's teachings. I'm hoping there will be special shiurim in all the Breslov shuls. for Asara B'Teves. I'm hoping that if I'll be speaking in English, Mitzvashem, in any of the places or whatever language, I hope it'll be recorded and we'll try to make it available on our website. You know, people will be able to hear it. Baruch Hashem, our weekly newsletter that goes out has beautiful presentation. The newsletter that went out today, if you'll check, has a beautiful presentation from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichrono Livracha, on Asara B'Teves. Wishing everybody a wonderful week and refuahs and yeshuahs for all of us. It's a shame. All the best.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good vach.
Thank you.